Okay, so it's been 8 episodes and 6 months since we kicked off this series. And we started it all with this one question. How would you define the Mile High Hustle?
Well, I don't know what that is. Please tell me.
Yep. What is the Mile High Hustle? It's a phrase we coined to talk about what it's like to build something in Denver. And throughout this season, we've learned a lot about how folks here make their ideas happen. Like Denver Startup Week co-founder Eric Matisic. Back in episode 1, Eric taught us about his 40-20-40 rule. It's a quick guide to engaging meaningfully with just about anyone in Denver.
I spend 40% of my time up front really trying to get ready for the meeting, like understanding who they are, what they're involved with, what's their background. I love to just go super, super deep on understanding who people are. The 20% you get to hang out, like that's the place where you get to really unfold all those things and like really try to find those uncommon commonalities, like how, like what you really have that can be something they're like, wow, I remember that person because we're both vegans, or I remember that person because we like CrossFit, or I think that's always the 20%. And the most important piece, what I think people just usually just rarely do, is the follow-up. And it's the follow-up is the most powerful piece. It's the translation of, hey, I did a bunch of work to figure out who you were. I cared enough to ask you a bunch of questions about understanding that those things were actually things you were passionate about and really pinpointing where you're trying to go in your life. And then third, I actually translated that into action and I followed up and I either brought you more ideas. I either gave you something. I either, you know, brought you some knowledge you didn't have and tried to create some value. I think that recipe is a huge recipe for success. And I think if people can be disciplined around doing that, I don't think there's anybody that they can't meet or engage with or, you know, build a really meaningful relationship with in the city. The mayor, the governor, Mike Freeze, Tammy Doerr, anybody.
And then there was Olivia Omega in episode 5. She's the director of Brazen Denver, and she taught us how to attract and repel.
When you think about truly being your authentic self and what will people think of that, and there will be people that say she's too strong, too emotional, too complex, and it's a turnoff. And in branding, I say attract and repel. We never want to be too safe, that when people think of your product, your brand, you as a person, they say, oh, she's okay. We don't want that. You want people to love you or move out of the way so that the people who love you can come be a part of your communities, buy your products and services, champion you into office, whatever that might be.
Or Samir Dalakia, CEO of SendGrid. Back in episode 8, he reminded us to say thank you to the people in our lives who support us through our ventures and ideas.
The other thing I'd say to all the entrepreneurs listening is don't forget to take a moment to say thank you to all of your loved ones in your life. Because as you heard me say earlier about my wife, my family, you know deeply that what you're doing is insane, and it does come at sacrifice, and it is not just you making the sacrifice. And I think sometimes in all of our passion to be successful in our entrepreneurial ventures, we forget all of those people who are loving us through and supporting us through what is an incredibly difficult journey. And so I just encourage you to take the time, go home and make a few calls, give a few hugs, say a few thank yous and I love yous, and you'll be the better for it.
Through each of these conversations, we learned how people in Denver are hustling. And I can't speak for all of you, but my big takeaway is that everyone does it a little different. There is, in fact, no one mile high hustle. But we do have this week, every year, where people from all across Denver come together, all at once, and share those differences with each other. This year, it started back in the spring, when 1,200 people applied for a limited number of opportunities to share their hustles. Then they networked and assembled and self-organized with their competitors to sit on panels and basically divulge trade secrets. So in summary, they compete for limited spots to stand up in front of eager audiences, to share everything they know about their businesses, for free. And it's called
Denver Startup Week.
And this year, from the kickoff breakfast on Monday, September 24th, all the way until the caffeine left my system on Friday evening, September 28th, I got to see it all for myself. It's 1 week to celebrate the diverse ways that people learn, fail, and grow in our Mile High City.
And when we think about over the last year, we have had one of the most amazing 2018s on record.
This year, over 16,300 people attended 417 free sessions and events. That's an average of over 200 people per session.
And today, we'd like you to listen to us and really take this chance to share, why do you hustle? Why do you hustle? We know that Mile High Hustle...
And to better understand this whole thing, how all of these people, all different parts of the city, come together, I want to pull back the curtain and talk to some of the people who make it happen. Like Castle Searcy.
Hi, Paul.
So, Castle, what's your role in Denver Startup Week?
I'm designer track co-chair, creative director for Basecamp.
How'd you first get involved with Denver Startup Week?
So one of our founding members, Ben Data, we went to grad school together about 9 years ago, and he approached me saying, we've got this thing called Denver Startup Week. You know everybody in design in Denver. Will you volunteer for this? Join us. And, you know, I was flattered and then soon realized that I knew no one in design in Denver. And now I do. Now I know everyone in design in Denver. But back then, it was very humbling. I did not know anyone. But I'm glad he asked me to be a part of it.
Sitting with Castle in the studio was a real treat. It was an opportunity to hear the stories behind all the inspiring events I attended back in September. The IRL product showcase, I know you said you didn't work on it, but I went. I had a great time. I thought it was really interesting. What do you know about it? How does it fit into Denver Startup Week?
So the IRL showcase is awesome. It's typically outside. I think it's been outside both times, so that's really awesome. Basically, it's like a market where you can't buy anything. You can only learn about it and check out these new products. So you spend all your time interacting with the owners and the designers of these products, physical products, as opposed to tech products. So you have like skis next to robotics companies, next to, you know, other IoT products, socks. All in the same room.
There was a toy some people are working on that's like programming, but in an interactive form for like kids to interact with in classrooms. And that was pretty cool, actually. Really cool.
The toy was pretty cool, actually. But talking to the founders was even cooler. They're each in this moment of hope and growth, sharing with the whole community what they've been working on for years, in some cases, and why.
My name is Delphin Lozano. I'm the founder of Questbotics. I actually got exposed to programming and programming and coding when I was in second year college, and it was hard for me to learn these concepts when I was almost an adult. Nowadays, kids are being introduced to these programs younger, but yet all of them rely on the screen. And what we're seeing is that a lot of kids are losing interest in social interaction and physical activity.
It really, I think the best thing about the Maker Showcase is you see all these products and you're like, I can do that too. So I think it's really inspirational for people to see it in person and meet the owners and be like, that's the guy like me, you know.
I guess I'm really interested in the edible crickets over here. That was my favorite so far. She's got free samples if you want to go try them.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
They pair really well with the beer in the back there, actually.
Wendy Lou McGill is the CEO of Rocky Mountain Micro Ranch.
So this stand is for my company, Rocky Mountain Micro Ranch. It's Colorado's first and only edible insect farm, and we raise crickets and mealworms for chefs and food manufacturers and anybody who's daring and adventurous to eat a healthy, sustainable food.
I've had those same crickets.
So you mentioned your co-chair, Brian, earlier.
Yes.
I got a chance to talk to Brian at a creative placemaking discussion.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'd love to hear about, like, from your perspective, what that discussion was and what role it served in Denver Startup Week.
So Brian is my co-chair, my muse, my creative, like, work husband of sorts. We met through Startup Week 5 years ago, probably. And I got down on my knees in the middle of Union Station and asked him to be my co-chair a couple years ago. And So his specialty is creative placemaking, among many other specialties. But he came up with that idea for the spin top tables, which he's actually been renting out to different events lately. It's a great way to talk about kind of heavy topics with a large group of people that don't know each other and kind of simplify it. So I think he's onto something really brilliant there. So creative placemaking, that topic. For those of you that don't know, so we have these tables and they have a spinner on top. We design them. They're made out of cardboard and it's basically turns these conversations into a game. So every time someone says the word of the day, creative placemaking, we all scream. So every time you hear that throughout the day.
Creative placemaking.
Each table spins the spinner and it will land on one of six lenses, which could be utopia, dystopia, sustainability, policy. So then you talk about creative placemaking through that lens for the next 5 minutes. And when you're done, each table reports back.
I was actually at that creative placemaking discussion back during Denver Startup Week, and I got a chance to chat with Brian about it.
My name is Brian Corrigan, and I am the co-chair of the designer track for Denver Startup Week.
And what does that mean?
The designer track, we like to say, is really kind of exploring the future of design. So within that, we really try to highlight the people and the projects that are shaping the future through really kind of creative practice. We have this creative format that really hopefully sparks creative ideas. And part of, you know, kind of entrepreneurship is that you can't do it alone. So through this format that we've created, we hope to get people of different backgrounds and different ideas coming together, having those ideas merge into kind of new formats or new beings, new vehicles, and then kind of thinking about, you know, hey, you just met a new friend. What happens if maybe they start business together? And then you're at Denver Startup Week, you can go and learn how to create a business plan around that idea and really kind of think about, like, you know, what are all the different pieces that are going to turn that idea into a sustainable business?
We've talked about people bringing their ideas into the world in these real products. We've talked about productive conversations, but Denver Startup Week also has, like, really inspirational events. Of course, I'm talking about the drag race.
We actually had an artist, Charles Bloom, create face masks of all the drag queens that you held up with little sticks. So he did caricatures, these beautiful illustrations of each drag queen, and you got a free one when you walked in. And we had a lot of people there. I felt like we had like 100 people. And we sat on the stage and had a very business-like discussion about the business of drag and entertainment in general. So the session was called Purpose Driven, How Drag Queens Became Bakeable Brands. So it's a little shocking, but we actually had real content and a real panel discussion about it. And I think the takeaways were really, like, profound. A lot of people tweeted about it and wrote us afterwards saying that they actually, you know, they were able to take what we were talking about and apply it to their own lives as, like, creative entrepreneurs.
All right. I just want to let you guys know that this is one of the most talented illustrators in Denver, as you can tell from your face masks and these awesome oversized heads up on stage. Charles illustrated these actually last minute, really, and they're amazing. And Kate Watson, would you like to stand up too? Kate helped put them all together, so make sure you talk to those.
Inspiration. That's practically the currency of Denver Startup Week. Whether it's drag queens talking about how they build their brands, or the Denver community literally coming to the table to discuss solutions to deep-seated problems. And that inspiration carries throughout the year into all the little emails and meetings that spark something new, and eventually build something great. Something like Meow Wolf. You'll hear more on that after a word from our sponsor. Here's Brooke Smith of General Assembly.
General Assembly is a global education company on a mission to empower communities in Denver and across the world to pursue the work that they love. focusing on the most relevant and in-demand skills across data, design, business, and tech. General Assembly is tackling a skills gap, providing access to new opportunities and best-in-class education. General Assembly was voted Fast Company's 2015 number one most innovative company in education and is committed to helping you plug into a rapidly evolving economy. Sign up now at generalassem.ly and use the code MILEHIGHHUSTLE to receive a 10% discount on any class, workshop, or event to get you started on your new hustle today.
All right, Castle, I can't wait any longer. I want to tell you that one of my favorite parts of Denver Startup Week this year was Vince of Meow Wolf. He gave a talk. You moderated it. Tell me that story, the Meow Wolf Denver Startup Week story.
The story. So I work on something called the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. I go down there every year. I jury films and I write their newsletter. One of the times I was down there, I heard rumblings about this group of kids. They were doing this art installation in an old bowling alley, and George R. R. Martin was involved. And they had been going doing this stuff for like 10 years, but it was becoming a bigger thing. And when their opening was coming up, I'm like, I don't know what this is exactly. I said this to my friends, but I'm like, we have to go. And as I was walking out of there, Vince is just standing at the counter, you know, like, chatting with people just like a regular guy working there. And so my co-chair Brian and I, we were on that trip. We stopped and talked to him. He gave us their deck and we're like, would you ever, you know, come to Denver? And got back to Denver. We wrote him. He said, yeah, I might be interested.
So you followed up and made it happen. I love it. That's an excellent use of the 40-20-40 rule, by the way. But then you had to roll out the red carpet, right? What did you and Brian do?
He's a mastermind at putting together panel discussions. So we put together artists as entrepreneurs and then art culture in the startup city as two panel discussions.
People tend to dwell in ideation and prototyping. And I really believe that if you believe enough in what you're doing to get it, to do it at all, just get something in front of people. See what people will pay for it and try to understand your audience.
Tell me what happened next.
I think it maybe came like 6 months after that, but they definitely were thinking about Denver and Austin were the two places. And so they asked Brian and I to be a part of the local development team. It's like a small team of like 20 of us. And that's how we knew that they were thinking of coming here.
And now this year, Vince is feted at the kickoff breakfast, and you did this successful event with him, and seems like they're working hard to become a part of the community more and more. It strikes me as a big success story, and you played a role in it, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big Denver Startup Week success story, and this is something I've always loved about Denver Startup Week, is from year to year, you can find these examples of someone that was at a session listening to someone speak, and then the next year they're doing something on their own.
When I first heard the Meow Wolf story back at Denver Startup Week, I made it my mission to talk to as many entrepreneurs as I could. How could I turn down the opportunity to talk to the next Vince Kedlubek, to see the next Meow Wolf when it was still in the litter? At Denver Startup Week, that could be anyone. It could be someone like founder Daniel Lynch.
You said you're a founder. Tell me your company.
I am the president and founder of Medical Bill Gurus. We specialize in helping patients recover financially from treatment and life debilitating medical bills.
How do you do that?
We are a medical billing company that takes it to the next level. So not only do we advocate on behalf of patients, we have the resources and capabilities to code a bill, evaluate that bill, identify errors, and then even prepare bills that doctors may not have prepared for patients so they can get alternative and integrative treatments covered by their insurance.
Why do you hustle?
I hustle because at a young age, my family also suffered with chronic illness, and so I know what it's like to be on the receiving end of trying to get treatment your family needs to survive, but you can't afford it. And so I took my engineering background as a structural engineer. I'm trying to rebuild our healthcare system so that way we can skip having people fall into that same situation and provide resources and services that help guide people instead of just leaving them hanging due to lack of education and awareness.
There's also entrepreneurs that wear multiple hats. Easy. like creative designer Nicola Rossini.
I am here working for both NBC Universal and Harriet B's Daughters, changing the face of entertainment one woman at a time. And so looking for networking and some great informational panels on Corp B startup and how to better structure ourselves is really key to my week here.
Why do you hustle?
Why do I hustle? I can't stop, so I like to hustle with purpose.
All right, thanks for joining us, Nicola. So many entrepreneurs are motivated by a deeper cause, whether it's transforming the American healthcare system or advocating for more equity and inclusion in the workplace. But Denver Startup Week isn't just about entrepreneurs blazing trails in their own unique ways. It's also about all the people who show up year after year to offer support, resources, and guidance. Like Chris Jensen, region manager of JP Morgan Chase. So I know that JP Morgan Chase has been involved with Denver Startup Week for a long time. Tell me about how that relationship has grown and changed over the years.
Yeah, happy to. It was actually started, our partnership was started by my predecessor, who was in a room with the co-founders, including Tammy Doerr and Eric Matisek, and the idea was pitched to us. And he had a lot of vision. He said, I don't know what's going to be, but we're in. And so that first year, we were the title sponsor, put a little bit of money in, and it's just grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we're 7 years into it, and I've been in my seat for 3 years. So this is the third time I've been involved. And the passion is just unbelievable, and it just rubs off on everybody. It's really terrific.
Tell me more about why it's so important for JP Morgan Chase to be involved with something like this.
Well, that's a question that I get asked internally, too, because our level of commitment is now in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for not only Startup Week, but for the other nonprofits, et cetera, in the village, in the community here in Denver. And I tell them that it's an exercise in brand building. It's hard to calculate a return on investment for this kind of activity because it really builds and strengthens the ecosystem, attracts people to Colorado. Capital formation happens, companies get built, and over time they grow into, you know, things that move the economy. But it's hard on day one to say, well, look, I got this piece of business from it. It really is much more of giving. It's more of a philanthropic effort that will plant seeds and grow businesses.
All right, last question. It's a tough one. This is the question Eric Matisik posed in his remarks on Monday morning. Chris Jensen, why do you hustle?
Well, personally, I mean, I just know I feel better when I'm accomplishing things. You know, I tell my team all the time, activity and attitude are the two things that you can control. So if you come to work every day with a great attitude and you work hard, good things will happen. You know, it's just such a better way to live life than sitting back passively letting things happen to you. If you're making it happen, you're the catalyst for growth and catalyst for good things happening. It just gives you a better outlook in life, and I think it helps and lifts everybody around us. So that's why I hustle.
Listening to all these voices, it sounds like Denver Startup Week is like some kind of big reunion for a large ecosystem within our city. You ask people who've been around Denver for a while, people like Don Williams, and the impact is clear.
As someone that's lived here since 1977, I've seen a lot of changes in Denver, and I would say that Denver Startup Week puts us on the map in a pretty cool way, comparable with other big cities. And I don't know that everyone sees Denver as a big city, and Denver Startup Week certainly showcases the best of what we have to offer as a community, as a city. The number of events that were free, 700, and you correct me with the number, but it was a lot of events, and I saw people all over excited, not just that live here, but all over. So I would say if you can come next year, come. If you can sponsor, do it. It's worthwhile.
Okay, listener, I'm going to level with you. We only have time for one more clip. And really, there's no better way to wrap up this episode than a word from perhaps my favorite person from Denver Startup Week this year, Amy Marshak, the improv poet.
The end, at the moment, has come right near. But nay, we have not in the least but fear. Instead, we stand here in the present moment and see all our potential possibility, all the things we learn, and we allow our heart to open and it to yearn, to say, yes, I will go the way my dreams sway, Yes, I will keep working on my startup too. Yes, I will mile high hustle through and through. And so at the end of the month or the week or the year, we'll say I stand here in such great cheer because I have followed my heart. And that is the greatest Denver Startup Week art.
Listen to Amy. She's got so much energy, so much heart. How do you carry that through the year? How do you tap into that power dose of hustle and drive that comes from Denver Startup Week during the cold months of February and March? You know, I think you go back to the basics. You go get a cup of coffee with a friend or a new contact you met during the week. You ask them, how can I give first? How can I serve you? And you follow up with action. You send that email, you remember that birthday, you show them that you care. Denver hustles in a million different ways. You just have to find yours. Happy hustling, Denver. And now, a final word from our sponsor for this episode, General Assembly. Here's Brooke one last time.
No matter what you're going to be doing in your career, you need to be able to self-motivate. You need to be able to get yourself out there. We put a lot of emphasis with our students on networking. Getting to see the level of like, wow, I was able to do it. I poured some blood, sweat, and tears into this course at GA. And then 10 to 12 weeks later, the course ended. And then within 3 to 6 months, I found placement in this new career for myself. And I see all of the amazing opportunities that have now opened up before me. That's a gift. That's so cool.
Mile High Hustle, the Denver Startup Week podcast, is directed by the Denver Startup Week team. Eric Matisic, Tammy Dorr, Ben Data, Rye Finnegan, and Kate Barton. It's produced by myself, Paul Caroli, and Kat Jaffe, and edited by Matthew Simonson of House of Pod. Our production intern is Lucy Suchek. Our theme song is Lover in Japan by Retrofet. Additional music in this episode was by Lee Rosevere. Just want to give one last big thanks to all the sponsors of Mile High Hustle. General Assembly, yes, but also Hush Blackwell and Zayo Group. Thank you so much. Well, my ride's here. Denver Startup Week, see you next year.